Life Audio.
The opportunity to read and study God's Word is one of the greatest privileges He's given us as His children. I'm so grateful for moments like this when we're blessed to be able to pause and spend a few minutes together reading the Scriptures. Before we begin our reading, let's take a quick second to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's chapter.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're reading Psalms 29 and 30. And we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. A Psalm of David. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for His glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaks and strips the forests bare. In His temple everyone shouts, Glory! The Lord rules over the floodwaters. The Lord reigns as King forever. The Lord gives His people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. Psalm 30, a Psalm of David, a song for the dedication of the temple. I will exalt you, Lord, for you rescued me. You refused to let my enemies triumph over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all you godly ones. Praise His holy name. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. When I was prosperous, I said, Nothing can stop me now. Your favor, O Lord, made me as secure as a mountain. Then you turned away from me, and I was shattered. I cried out to you, O Lord. I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, What will you gain if I die, if I sink into the grave? Can my dust praise you? Can it tell of your faithfulness? Hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to read it together today. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that even in the midst of seasons that seem low and troublesome and difficult, that you use those seasons to stretch our faith, that you help us with the things that we need help with, that you remind us that you're present with us no matter what we're going through, and you turn our mourning into joyful dancing. Lord, you promise us in your word that you work all things together for the good of those who love you. And we believe that, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for the examples we see of that in this passage. Thank you for the fact that you show us that you've rescued us from the pit. You've rescued us from the grave through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who ultimately defeated death on our behalf. And we pray, Lord, that we would live as a new creation, made brand new through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. We're grateful for your presence with us today and always. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that.
Right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.